half-price vitamins and cosmetics, shop at the Chemist Warehouse Spring Frenzy Sale and stop paying too much.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined its for breakfast. Roo, how exciting is this?
This is one of my favourite bands, not one of the very, very best. I've been and seen them live plenty of times. I love Powderfinger.
And you told me about the thing you were watching recently. They did a concert online, didn't they?
It was brilliant. It was called One Night Lonely, I think it was called, and I watched it back to back. I watched it twice in a row. It was absolutely brilliant.
All right, this is an exclusive. We are about to play their brand new song, first song in a decade. Let's get John Collins from Powderfinger on. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, tell us a little bit about the song Day by Day.
Yeah, we Odyssey Number 5 celebrated its 20th anniversary a couple of weeks ago. So through that period, we started looking for stuff we could put out as bonus material, and we started uncovering these songs that we actually quite honestly had forgotten about that were studio outtakes. And this song was one of the things. Why didn't we put this on a record? So thankfully, we didn't. So now I can, as a new song, it's taken 10 years later, we've got a new song.
How's it come up? You happy, obviously?
Yeah, really happy. I mean, you know, it's a pretty tough time for the industry this year. So, you know, I'm involved in a couple of venues in Brisbane. So to do something positive and creative in this climate is certainly makes me happy. And I hope it makes, you know, the public happy as well.
We're about to hear it, but what sort of song is it? Is it a ballad? Is it upbeat? How would you describe it?
Blues rock, I think.
Okay.
You know, it's got a sort of a Stonesy, sort of heavy Stonesy vibe.
Oh, nice.
I think. So it was off the Vulture Street sort of session. So it's got that really heavy sort of, not heavy as a metal, but sort of a real strong sort of rock element to it. So, yeah. I mean, it sounds really fresh to me, you know, after about 17 years or whatever. It sounds great to me. I hope everyone loves it.
Is it the start of more to come, John? I mean, I just love Powderfinger. Yeah. I listen to them all the time. You guys are just brilliant. And right. that night you did the One Night Lonely thing was, you know, you're from all parts of the world. It was absolutely first class.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I mean, that came about because we were having regular meetings about the Odyssey Number 5 release, and then we thought, you know, our industry, as I said, is in disarray, and we thought we'd do something really fun and positive, and remind people, you know, we're all out there, have a good time, and, you know, put a smile on people's dial. That was the idea. There's more things to come. We're looking at a new record later in the year of unreleased sort of material that we're looking around and finding. Wow. So, and then you'll find us will be Kaiser Soze from Usual Suspects. You won't hear from us again. So, go, you know. So, yeah. It's been a good year for the fingers, and as I said, in the time of when the industry is in crisis, so yeah, it's been good to do something fun and positive.
Yep, for sure. Now, I hope you don't mind us asking, but it was well documented that you were approached to play at the AFL Grand Final at the Gabba, and you turned the request down. Was there any special reason why? Or
we're not a band, really. We're not a live band. I mean, we walked off stage 10 years ago together.
Yep.
But it didn't seem the right thing to do. Okay. I mean, we did that special One Night Lonely. But we weren't together then. That thing, like, it didn't seem like a reunion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we weren't playing, we weren't touring, doing the show. So, look, I just don't think didn't feel like the right thing to do at the moment. So,
yeah, fair enough.
If it doesn't feel right, you know, don't do it.
Nah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well,
if anyone's got any tickets, I'll go.
We might be able to wrangle one for you here and there.
Yeah. Roo's got contacts. Now, what about the artwork as well. There's a burnt match. It says Powderfinger underneath Day by Day, and then looks like a burnt match. What's the significance of that?
I don't know if there's any great significance. I think it's just art for art's sake sometimes. You know?
Righto, fair enough.
There's a photographer in Spain that someone found a great photo, and I think it's based on that sort of stuff. So, yeah. We just wanted something creative and something different. I didn't want to put our faces on the bloody thing.
We get told that too, don't worry, at Triple M.
Yeah, I've got a great place for radio. Yeah.
John, this is very exciting, and everyone in Adelaide's waiting to hear this. Let's get into it. The brand new song by Powderfinger, Day by Day. John Collins, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Here it is, world exclusive.
Day by day.
Com. Played a phone call from Dave Gleesonroo that happened a couple of years ago. Yeah, he rang in to the overnight program at about 3 a.m. on his way home.
It went under the influence.
It had a couple. Anyway, he's done it again. This happened last night to the overnight show on Triple M.
I don't believe who's on line one. Hey, listen.
G'day, Luke.
Hey, listen, caller Dave. Caller Dave, I've got a quickie for you. Tell me, what's the name of this song? What's that?
That'll be Helping Hand by the Screaming Jets.
And how would you know?
I would know because I'm Dave Gleeson. I'm the Screaming Jets. You know, after 6 months of what are we going to do to be able to be looking down the barrel of going on stage in front of a bunch of people is just, I can't tell you how excited. I'm as excited as a Kelpie with two balls. I realised over this last 6 months how much of a show-off I am. I just need a clap.
I need a
someone,
clap.
Please clap. I love it all. I can't wait to get back out on the road, Luke. I'm telling you.
All right, we're going to get him on. We've got to ring
him. We've got another
one. One more, have we?
Yeah, he loosens up a little bit here.
Hey, Gleeso. Gleeso.
Yeah.
Dee wants to say hello to you. She's in Sydney. Dee, say hello to Dave Gleeson.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I'm good. Good. How you doing?
Boydie. Haven't heard from Boydie for a while.
Hey, Gleeso.
Yeah?
How's my little mate, Macca, going?
Macca?
Yeah, Macca. You know Terry McCarthy. He always comes to your thing, haven't you?
Oh, you know, man.
You know Macca.
You know me, mate. I've got a brain like a sieve.
Gleeso, just say yes, mate. He's going well.
Well, I love Macca.
Darren wants to say hello. Darren.
How you going, Dave?
Good, Daz. How are you, mate?
All right, buddy. I watched you play at the Talabudra Playhouse in summer in a chicken suit. I've never ever seen anyone so committed.
I will be. I'll do anything for a clap. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
I have never, ever forgot that. I've seen Pink Floyd, AC/DC. Yeah, mate, I've never forgot that.
Thanks, mate.
The important thing is, Gleeso, do you remember it?
Of course not.
Listen, you know you've made it big when you played the Tullabudgera Playhouse.
Oh.
Let's get him on, shall we?
How are you, Gleeso?
I'm good, lad. How's it going?
Oh, mate, you are unbelievable.
Well, it just goes to show, if I want to get on your show, I've got to call Luke Boner the night before.
Exactly right.
There's a
now,
build-up.
What were you doing out late on a Wednesday night?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. My boys are under-12 soccer team. Is mirroring the Crows. They've had a terrible season, mm-hmm. but they've won the last four on the trot.
Yeah.
And last night we had to play at Mount Barker, so went out there and did it.
Well, drop your lad home and went to the pub, did you?
I did. That's exactly what happened. Because I'm assistant coach, you know that.
Are you?
Oh, are you?
Right.
Yeah. I'm taking them all the way. Next year, not this year, the crap.
So, you must have had a... Did you listen to what we just played before? It was very, very funny, Gleeso.
Well, yeah, I was actually out because I've had foxes taking me lambs lately, so I was out with my bow. I had my bow out there and I was
what
ready
are you
to...
trying to shoot foxes?
Well, yeah, I hate them, mate. They're killing me lambs.
Last time we spoke, you had koalas scuffling. Now you got foxes.
We haven't got any koalas anymore. Some bloke's doing an illegal milling service just up the creek from us. So, anyway.
Okay.
Hey, do you remember the gig at the Tullabudgera Playhouse?
The playroom? Yes, I do indeed. I used to. We played the last gig ever there, and as we were at the end of the night, we all stand backstage, and the bloke says, "You can kick some walls in if you want." We started the demolition before the machines rolled in on the Monday.
Hey, one thing we did catch is that you're heading to the Northern Territory to do a decent gig this weekend. That must be something to look forward to.
Yeah, that was why I was so excited. I mean, 6 months ago, they pulled the pin on everything that we had, and like every other band, but... on the weekend will be the first actual gig that in front of a crowd.
Where is it?
With a lineup. It's at in Darwin.
Yeah.
It's an outdoor one at the Darwin Ski Club.
That's awesome down there. I've been down there. That's a great place for a gig.
It's brilliant. And, you know, it's a real bill. It's us and the Super Jesus, the Poor, and a couple of other bands. So, I'm as excited as a Kelpie with two balls.
Is that the Poor as in more wine waiter, please?
Yeah, mate. Well, they've been mates of ours since about 1994. So
how would they be going these days? They'd be looking a bit rough, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they were rough back then, mate. So, but I could probably call Luke Boner after that one. Don't worry about that.
Hey, Ian Hayden just come into the studio before when he heard that you were coming on. Your song "Better" has just had its 15 millionth view or stream on Spotify.
That's incredible,
unbelievable numbers.
I hope they're sending me a dollar for a play. It's unreal. I mean, that song came out in 1991, and people just still froth every time we play it. So we're very, very lucky to have that now in our repertoire.
All right, we'll put your chicken suit on and head up to the Northern Territory this weekend.
And keep calling in, Gleeso. Yeah, we love it.
Just every couple of years to the overnight show, mate.
I'll get dustier next time. Rock on.
Rock on. Good luck in your granny.
There he is. There's only one Dave Gleeson.
Yeah,
Triple M with Ruined Dits. 104.7
Triple M. He writes jokes for the front bar, and his mates call him Rosie. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Adam Rosenbach.
Oh, good morning, Rosie.
Oh, good morning, boys.
Hey, you sound a bit tired. What's wrong?
Yeah, look, I'm a bit tired. I was at the Green Acres Footy Club on Saturday night. And,
right.
Tell you what, I've not recovered.
No. Bit of bad luck out at Green Acres.
It was a bit of bad luck. You know, we're just having a bit of fun. We've copped a $5,000 fine, which is going to be paid in small bills and tucked into the council representative's undies.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why we're fined. Like, all the poles are a metre and a half apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And to stop them slipping over, the strippers had long stops in. So it was really, it was all above board. Yeah. And they even had a Dora the Explorer stripper for the Oz Kickers. So it was nice family.
What about the try before you buy story from the US, Rosie? What about that one?
Yeah, so this happened in Fort Pierce in Florida. A young lady has decided to try before she bought, but it was at an adult store. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a clean up in aisle four. but I don't mind that idea because I get my sex toys from Gumtree and I always try before I buy. So, I mean, well, it's more of a swingers party, but I always buy at the end. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
give them a good sanitised wash, I think, is the thing to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, tell us about an insurance scam. What's that about?
So there was a young woman in Slovenia who tried to get $1 million payout by cutting off her hand with a circular saw.
Oh.
Yeah, and so she got busted with it. The police arrested her. Of course, they found her really hard to handcuff. But
just kept sliding off.
It wasn't easy. Oh, I wouldn't be able to do that because I'd love a $1 million payout. Who wouldn't? But my health insurance is third party fire and theft, so I can only get paid out if I get stolen or catch fire. It's really cheap. But wouldn't you love to see that in a Bunnings ad? Like she walks into Bunnings and they go, oh yeah. We had a young lady coming in and she wanted to cut off her hand, so I just said, try out the Makita 1200-watt circular saw on sale for $119.
And it did the job.
Exactly. It would be perfect. What would you, blokes, if $1 million was on the line, what would you guys cut off for $1 million?
Finger.
Finger? Okay.
An ear?
No.
Chopper. I like it.
Chopper.
I'd like a new head.
Okay, we can try
a few kilos off the belly.
Yeah,
that's not a bad thing. I mean, Adelaide just cut off a whole Bryce Gibbs for $500,000, so that's not bad.
That was a low blow.
Rue, I'm a Carlton supporter. I didn't like Bryce Gibbs being chaired off. I thought at least the Carlton players should have been chairing off Mitch McGovern.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now
he
played a good last quarter.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, Rosie, around the world, there have been so many different takes on face masks, haven't there?
Oh, my God. So this week, Louis Vuitton. So every time something comes up, the designers of the world try and get involved and people pay big dollars for things. Now, Louis Vuitton came out with a $1,000 full face shield.
Mm.
And people are snapping them up. And I get it. Like, I wear Gucci condoms. I completely understand. No, they're classy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They glow in the dark.
They do glow in the dark. I know where I am the whole time.
It's important.
And the thing with the mask is they stop coronavirus, but not you looking like a douchebag. So yes. It's a bit hard. But yeah. But I ran through things that have been sold online for exorbitant prices, and these are just some of the things that you can buy. Right. Prada had a $185 paperclip for sale.
No.
How's this? A couple of things from Tiffany. $700 ping pong paddles.
No.
Ping pong paddles.
How's that? Like $700 would be worth more than the veranda most table tennis has played under.
That's
like,
right. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Why are you paying $700? And also from Tiffany was a $1,275 silver tape measure.
Tape measure.
Right.
A tape measure. Which imagine tradie? That on the building site. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's
who's
100
got to me tape measure?
Worth.
Who's got me tape measure?
I mean, at least it can measure how big of a dickhead you are. Yes. Yeah. And finally, $15,000 for diamond contact lenses.
Diamonds.
Diamond contact. Imagine leaving those in after a big night at the Green Acres Footy Club. You'd be bleeding from the eyeballs.
Oh, oh, oh. Someone trying to steal your eyes.
People think you've got a bowler.
Yeah. Go to the Green Acres Footy Club and meet a rough diamond. That's their slogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Called charisma.
Yeah. Good on you, Rosie. We'll talk next
Thanks,
week.
Boys. See you, Rosie.
There is Adam Rosenbach's here on Triple M.
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Number five, we learned Dits got his BMI tested.
Is it the BMI? Something?
BMI. Index? Body mass index.
That's it. That's the one. I came back obese. In big red letters flashing at me off the screen.
Obese.
And these alarms will go, oh, that hang on.
Obese.
Obese. Fancy being obese.
You're not obese.
Well, I didn't think I was, but anyway.
You're a little bit chubby, but you're not obese.
Lucky for you, Dits, we had some calls with some great diet suggestions.
What diet do you use?
I used to DSIRO's 5 and 2.
That's right. Eat 5 days, don't eat for 2.
Albert, I like my tucker. Do you get really, really hungry?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, kind of sounds good.
You'd be all right for 5 days of that, I reckon, Dits.
2 days without eating.
Oh,
you gotta be kidding.
Yep, Dits is starting a new diet, the 7 and 7 diet.
Let's go to Andrew's phone. G'day, Simon.
Talking to my wife one day, and she told me about this lady in America. She was doing the semen shake diet.
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
It's a real thing. She was drinking her husband's semen in a smoothie.
Oh, come off it, Simon. We're all hoping that does make you lose weight, but gee whiz.
Rude.
Oh. How did that get to it?
If you do make that shake, be careful you don't get your stuck in the blender.
No.
Number four.
Love people that text in.
We learned about text of the week.
We love a good text message.
Is it a positive?
It says, hi, just having tea. Dad said no room this week. Next week is okay. George rang and wanted to bring his car too, but Andrew has to tell him there's no room this week.
What?
Oh, no, that's...
Is that for us or are they the wrong number?
No. You might have the wrong number.
Yeah, don't forget, George, you can't bring your car because Andrew said there's not enough room.
Number three. Tuesday, Premier Marshall was on and we learnt about a rocket launch.
So this is the first commercial space-capable launch Brilliant. In Australia for decades and it's pretty exciting.
Is it a real rocket or is it just like a little firework?
It's a rocket. It's going to go up to the edge of space.
Wow.
What do you think the Premier's taking matches with him? He's going to light it.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, clear!
Then on the day of the launch...
Misfire. We ignited the rocket motor, but the rocket itself, the propellant didn't ignite.
And the Premier forgot the matches.
A little bit of a fizz. It didn't quite go to plan.
It didn't take off.
The punters were not happy.
So I come all the way from Brisbane to see this and it didn't go off.
Ah, a bit disappointing. Shame it didn't happen, I suppose.
We just came out here for 6.5 hours for no reason.
Oh, a little bit disappointing, of course.
Number two, Cricket Australia's TV negotiations are going badly.
TV is stuffed.
Ruin Dits have a new band that are also going badly.
Text line, the Automaster text line.
Bit of feedback here.
This is Jake from Torrens Park. That's enough now, blokes. Fair dinkum.
So Roo thought he'd compare the pair.
What are you doing to cricket? What's done there, Dits? Like, no free-to-air. They just butchered the amount of cricket that's on. We're doing that to the song, to music.
Yep, we learned Roo's analogy went about as well as that rocket did.
Misfire.
Punters, what did you make of Roo's analogy there?
Didn't go off.
Ah, a bit disappointing. Shame it didn't happen, I suppose.
Number one, we learnt the boys got sentimental looking back at the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
This is a famous victory. Wow.
champion.
What is it in your body that makes you get the tingles up your
spine? Yeah, well, I suppose it's adrenaline, but I just
got it then.
I did
and
too.
And did you know Ditz was a commentator at the Sydney Olympic Games?
I did a couple of the big events. I did slalom canoe and I did rhythmic gymnastics.
You were what?
Rhythmic gymnastics I did. True.
You're the most unflexible bloke I've ever seen.
Oh, mate, the ribbons, the balls, the hoops.
Give us a little call from the ribbons.
Here's Anita Kabieva from Ukraine about to do her two-minute routine with the ribbons. And that was all you had to say, because then the music would play.
Your resume.
Alina's mum from Ukraine, they were massive. So poor, the Olympic team from Ukraine, that she hand-sewed all of the team uniforms. She's a 14-year-old, and she got a perfect 10 in a soccer in the World Championships in the ribbons.
What a champion!
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Oh, sorry, I've bored you to death.
Hey, I heard someone heard you on a rival radio station this week. They had, what's the Taekwondo girl?
Lauren Burns.
They had her on and they played you commentating her in Taekwondo.
Oh, no. No.
Hughesy,
what was her reaction? What was her reaction?
I didn't hear it. But they played you doing the Taekwondo.
It wasn't my best moment.
But no, I think they played the bit that was good.
It wasn't a bit.
Not the bit where you made out you were watching.
Mm.
Anyway. Good stuff.
Righto. Ruined Dits on Triple M.
Ladies. Ruined Dits for breakfast on Triple M.
We thought you girls were sugar and spice and all things nice.
Ruined Dits Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruined Dits.
Mel the Button Pusher, Alice the Wag, and Batesy from our sales team. Roo, the article I'm reading here says, no more tired eyes. Makeup for men is moving to the mainstream. Surely not. This cannot
not the
be
mainstream
right.
that I live in.
Not the mainstream that I paddle up either.
Yeah. Now you do paddle up here without a canoe, without a paddle as well.
It's called Shit Creek.
Oh, no.
There's a brand here called Boy de Chanel. Can you believe this? Now, Mel, if Danny comes home and he's wearing makeup, seriously, what's your reaction to
Hi, Mel.
It's like he's in the room.
Hi, Mel.
No, that's a big fat no from me. Absolutely not. And guys, why would you? Makeup is expensive, annoying, difficult to master.
But it looks good on women.
Well, some women are great at it. I've never been good at it. I don't know what to use, what to do, and I don't really care.
But to go a step further as well, mate, we're talking makeup, but what about the other day we talked about ladies that have enhancements. What are even men that take the time to go and get work done? Surely men do not do any of this,
It's something I love for you guys is that, you know, guys don't have to care.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Natural.
Enjoy
raw.
That. Don't get in on this makeup
I get up looking this good every day.
I woke up like this. Chris Dipper.
Alice the Wag.
It's been a long day. It's been
taking
a long week.
Long time to recover from that. Dit saying he looks good. That is just too much.
He just drinks a lot of water.
Just so puffy. He needs like that. Anyway. I actually don't want men to get involved in makeup because for me it's like an upper hand that women have. We have the ability to make ourselves look better and you guys don't have it. So I think that it's the one thing that women have in society that we get to have and you guys don't. So, yeah, leave it alone. It's our thing.
Do you know anyone sort of in the 20s, the boys around that sort of do dabble a little bit in makeup or is this article just completely wrong?
I once had a friend that used concealer. He used to borrow my concealer.
What's concealer?
It's like a thick makeup that you would put on like a blemish. So he would have a pimple and be really self-conscious of it. So he'd cover it.
Or under your eyes. Yeah. For like dark rings under your eyes.
Blokes put it on for the dark rings under their eyes.
Yeah, I know.
Dits has used a whole bottle.
Bloody hell. Where do I get this stuff?
He needs a cement mixer to fill his eyes.
Righto, Batesy.
I agree. I mean, I'm all about it. If you want to do it, but why would you? Like, every time I don't wear makeup, people ask if I look sick. So, get around with life with people not asking you that question, why would you ever change? I only wear makeup to work, that's it. So I could not imagine having
What, you don't wear it when
pressure.
You go out with your friends? Surely
I mean,
you do.
The 3 to 4 times a year I do that, I do.
What, you don't go out much on weekends?
Not in the last 6 months.
Saving up for a wedding, Ruth.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, God.
I also have the annoying thing where Ruined Dits know that if there's a guest coming in because I put makeup on and I never normally wear it.
You're like the footy players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, quick, Charlie Dixon's coming in. Let me put some mascara on.
Yeah. What about fellas that get enhancements done? It's a bit vain, isn't it?
It is. I think it is. Like, it depends what it is. If it's something that's not right and they just want to fix it so it looks normal, I would hate to think that guys are getting, you know, butt implants or something like that.
Doesn't mean they're not a good bloke. Like, Warnie, you going to have a beer with Warnie?
Well, he has gone a bit strange.
You can't write him off for that.
What has he gone a bit.
Well, he gets his teeth whitened and had his hair done and all of that. He's had a fair bit done.
Hasn't he?
Oh.
But still, you'd going to be with Warnie, wouldn't you?
I think he's hot.
Of course you do.
But was he before when he was, you know, podgy and mullet and all of that?
Yeah, still hot.
He was?
Yeah. He's just looking after himself. He's aging gracefully.
gracefully with Botox.
With heaps
what?
Of work.
That's anyway. The funniest thing you've said. All right. Thanks, Angels.
Thanks.
He's a plumber.
Rudy's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Now, Ru, I hope he never ever runs out of shows, but he must be. He's just about done everything. I wonder what he's going to talk about today. Good morning, Rudy.
Don't worry, there's plenty of shows out there. Good morning to you, Dits. Good morning to you, Ru, and hello to everybody listening in Adelaide to Triple M. Good morning to you all. If you've been on to 7 Plus or 9 Gem, there's no shortage of rubbish there, reams of it.
Good point. Who are you reviewing today?
Well, currently, first of all, good morning and welcome to Rudy's TV review. Yep. Currently, the 7 Network is running a series of Olympic specials entitled Towards Tokyo 2021.
Yeah.
Good luck. Like the virus is going to be over then. It's really a celebration of the 2000 Olympics, and the first episode on the weekend was entitled Sydney, the Opening Ceremony.
Well, the best Olympics ever.
So a lot of people from Sydney will tell you. Anyway, let's listen to one Antonio Samaranch's famous announcement.
The winner is Sydney, Australia.
All right, he missed out a couple of syllables.
That's right. In the Wheel of Fortune of announcements, you can buy a consonant, you Swiss idiot. I hate people from Switzerland. You can't be neutral in a world war making cuckoo clocks.
They're inoffensive.
Yes,
they're
that's
loaded,
right.
Aren't they?
They're all in Switzerland, yes. Mm. Something to do with Nazi gold, I think, Ru. Yeah. Anyway. Essentially, this is over 2 hours of commentary and replays before waiting for the biggest stuff up in Olympic history when the Ring of Fire stalled as it came out of that amazing pool of water.
Yeah.
It's a long 45 seconds, but it typifies the Aussie spirit. Mm. Geez, this is a big job. I don't think we can do this. I told you we couldn't do it. Shit, we did it. We're okay. That is Australia in a nutshell. But what did we have to wait through? Here's the opening ceremony. An amazing 11 minutes of Dreamtime storytelling, followed by Deep Sea Dreaming, the worst primary school puppet show ever depicting the Great Barrier Reef. I could see the coral actually losing the will to live, bleaching itself. Essentially, any opening ceremony is some very disciplined choreography that quickly falls apart amongst the smoke, lights and fireworks, and from an aerial view, looks like people running everywhere like a bomb's gone off in a crowded marketplace. All the while, Nikki Webster, a courageous 13-year-old, is suspended 40 metres above the mess, pretending to swim. Do you remember how long she was up there doing a bit of freestyle?
It was as long as Ru in the grand final when he had to come down flying fox. It was about the same.
And you had a beautiful pink dress on that day too, didn't you, Rope?
I should have. My bloody Jats crackers were pink, I can tell you.
Anyway, the courageous 13-year-old eventually came down to sing her big signature number, which we all remember, don't we?
Yeah. What was it called?
Well, let's have a listen to it. Under the Southern Skies. Yeah, that'll do. That's enough. Of course, this is some years before she sang Strawberry Kisses.
That's right.
And, of course, some years before she ended up doing a centrefold in Zoo magazine.
Did she?
No.
Oh, yes.
Did she really?
No way.
Yes.
Not little Nikki.
She wasn't little then. She was a little bit older.
Okay.
But she was in Zoo magazine, and the next page was mutilated thumbs. You know, remember they used to have a bit of a tradie spread
weird
there.
Weird body parts.
Yes, weird body parts.
You two clearly subscribed to this magazine. I can't say I saw it.
Well, it was a sad day when it went under, I'll tell you. Zoo magazine is terrific. Had a reader's wife section at the back and everything. Anyway, immigration was a massive theme of the opening ceremony. celebrating our wonderful multicultural society. Out they come, the Italians, the Greeks, the Vietnamese. You know who didn't get a mention?
Who?
The Dutch.
Why?
Yeah, that's right. No mention. We were the first here. We helped settle this country. You know why we don't get a mention? Because we're not on the news. Because we don't commit crimes like all the other nationalities.
You are the drug capital of the world. Does that count?
What, Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's legal. It's legal. So it's not illegal. Anyway, finally the flame arrives. You surely remember this, boys.
Mm.
It's a celebration of 100 years of women in the Olympics as Raylene Boyle pushes Betty Cuthbert in her wheelchair.
Mm.
The flame is handed from Betty to Dawny, our Dawn Fraser, then Shirley Strickland, onto Shane Gould, onto Debbie Flintoff-King, and then finally Cathy Freeman.
It could have made it more interesting if they got Dawn on the grog before it, I think. She would have done something.
Dawn should have been up a pole pinching a Japanese flag.
That's right.
Anyway, so finally, Cathy Freeman lights the frame and we see the most Aussie concept ever at the Olympics. A barbecue emerges from a swimming pool in a celebration of a 14-day weekend of games and stuffing around.
Yeah.
To say I was weeping like a child is an understatement. It was an amazing 2 hours and 18 minutes and I hate myself for it. I loved it.
You did.
I absolutely did.
Good on you, Rudy.
Good on you, Rudy.
Another outstanding job. Well done.
Bye now.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
Gilly, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Gilly.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to start by getting something off my chest here that's really annoyed me for the weekend. Louis Vuitton.
What's Louis been up to?
Louis Vuitton has just released a face mask for $1,000.
A Louis Vuitton face mask?
A Louis Vuitton face mask. It protects you from the coronavirus and ensures you will not contract any friends because you're an absolute tosser.
There's every chance. Yeah.
Hey, Gilly, one of our players, when back in the days I was playing, we recruited a bloke and he rocked up and he had a Louis Vuitton bag.
Ball dust.
Well, for a boot bag?
No, like a luggage bag.
Oh, come on.
And,
I just went, you will not get a game for us.
And did he? Did he play at all?
Oh, he might have played one or two or something, but it wasn't a long career.
Did you recruit him from Burnside?
No, he wasn't a
Toorak.
No, he wasn't from Adelaide.
I'll just say this.
Refuse to throw him under the bus.
If I'm spending $1,000 on something French to sit on my face, that would be it. That's all I'm saying.
Sorry. Gilly.
I'll do something a little lighter then. Did you hear about South Australia has banned single-use plastics?
Right.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, apparently most of the AFL wags are going to have to move interstate now.
Well, as long as they only get that job done once, that's single-use,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's something non-sexual.
What about your wife's boobs? Are your partner's boobs? What about them? Well,
that was the original joke. I've been told to scrap that. So.
Mm. Oh, you're starting to get things are getting a bit tougher.
Getting edited
they?
By the missus.
Didn't she like the bit where the boys were flirting with her last week?
We were in Allgate yesterday, and her mum came up to me and said the time for her boob jokes have ceased. So.
Mother-in-law,
you're getting told
the future
off by
mother-in-law,
your missus and the mum.
Mate, she's had enough.
Welcome to married life.
Yeah, that's it. All right, we'll end on this story. An Adelaide optometrist, this is a weird one for you. I read this in the Sunday Mail, actually.
Must be true, then.
Here we are, yeah. It says an Adelaide optometrist...
Hang on, which part of the Harvey Norman catalogue was this story?
Yeah. You have to get to about page 63, and that was the first story. Yeah. It said an Adelaide optometrist has become banned for a year from the profession for sabotaging his colleagues' scripts. So every time someone would get their eyes tested, he'd sneak in and change the testing. And he did it for 413 people because he said it was a practical joke and a bit of fun.
413
times. 413 times. Yeah, the patients have said they didn't see the funny side. In fact, they didn't see anything at all. Boom, we're out of here. That's me done.
Well done, Gilly.
My dad took my mum and dad went to the optometrist years and years ago, this was. And, you know, the first time you realise you've got to start getting reading glasses. And the old man thought, right, I've put this off for long enough. So they go and they're sitting there and he gets tested and he gets the glasses. And he says to the bloke, he says, are these any good? He goes, yeah, yeah, they're pretty good. And he looks towards my mum. He said, will they make her look any better?
No.
And the, the optometrist said, they're not that bloody good.
Good there one, Gilly. We'll catch up with you next week.
See you, boys.
Hey, no more crow jokes.
No, mate, you guys are flying. Good on you.
Those list management glasses are working.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to do an optometrist list management joke, but Justin Reed stuffed it up. Lucky Shoal played that well. I'm pissed.
There he is, Amos Gill.
For the biggest range of half-price vitamins and cosmetics, shop at the Chemist Warehouse Spring Frenzy Sale and stop paying too much.
104.7 Triple M.